welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Bless you, dear ones. This is Sister Judith welcoming you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you could join me today. And as I was asking the Lord what He would have me to share, He took me to the book of Psalms, and we're going to be looking at Psalm 84, which is a beautiful psalm, one of my favorite psalms, and we'll go through it verse by verse and see what we can learn from what the Word of God is telling us in this psalm, which is really a beautiful expression of spiritual joy and devotion to the Lord. Now, going over some biblical commentaries, they seem to agree that this psalm is descriptive of a caravan of Israelites either returning from exile to Jerusalem or on its way to Jerusalem for one of the regular feasts. The writer is undoubtedly at present, at the time of writing, unable to share in the temple services, which he so longingly and lovingly describes. And so we're going to be looking at this psalm with its spiritual significance and application for us. So let me share by reading the first four verses of Psalm 84. In my Bible is the King James. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Selah. Praise God. In the Living Bible, verse 1, the translation reads, How lovely is your temple, O Lord of the armies of heaven. Now, in the Old Testament, we know that it was in the temple, in the tabernacle, where God uniquely revealed himself. And so obviously, this place of meeting, communion, fellowship with God holds this very special place in the psalmist's heart. To worship there thrills his soul and satisfied a deep desire. There he can meet with the living God in fellowship. Praise God. And as I've shared from time to time, in a service where God's people come together and they're in unity, they're in the Spirit, and there is a willingness of leadership to allow the Holy Spirit to move. The anointing that God so graciously gives is like none other. There's nothing to compare to a corporate anointing that comes from the throne of God when God's people are in unity and praising Him. So there's nothing like it on earth. No matter how rich or wonderful your personal time might be, God has designed, because He doesn't want us to be lone rangers. The Word tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So when we really seek the Lord in a corporate way, He comes and manifests Himself in a very powerful way. Now, look at verse 3. The Word says, Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts. The modern language says, Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts. Now remember, the psalmist, for whatever reason, was unable to attend the services of the sanctuary, and his heart was yearning for that privilege. And so he actually envied the birds that nested there. the birds found in the sanctuary of the Lord what we find in God. Now, if you'll allow me to take a little bunny trail, we're going to talk about birds, specifically sparrows and swallows that are mentioned in this psalm. And let's look at sparrows first. Generally, but back then in biblical times and even today, they're generally considered quite unimportant, worthless creatures. Five were sold for 2 farthings. They were obviously needy creatures, as all flesh is. They required food and shelter. They were numerous, but none were driven away. There's a custom among nations of antiquity that birds whose nest chanced to be built on temples or within the limits of them, they were not allowed to be driven away or killed. And of course, also, they were uninvited guests. The temple did not need them, and who knows, they might have even have been a nuisance. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 6 and 7, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God?" Think about that. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen. So he goes on to say, Jesus, "Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." What did the birds find for themselves? Well, the sparrow found a house, and that's a comfortable, suitable, and permanent abode. And the swallow found a nest. And these are very beautiful illustrations. The more you really meditate and think upon the choice of the words, the verbiage. Now, the sparrow was basically considered pretty much worthless. According to the Bible dictionary, the English tree sparrow was very common and may be seen in numbers on Mount Olivet and also about the Mosque of Omar. And it is perhaps the exact species that is referred to in this Psalm 84:3. A Dr. Thompson references the sparrow of Palestine, and I'm quoting, "They are a tame, troublesome, and impertinent generation, and nestle just where you don't want them. They stop up your stove and water pipes with rubbish, build in the windows and under the beams of the roof, and would stuff your hat full of stubble in half a day if they found it hanging in a place that exactly suited them." Oh my goodness. Well, now I won't suggest a comparison from the birds to us, however. The swallow, let's look at that. There are many species that occur in Palestine, and they are noted for swiftness of flight, a mournful, garrulous sound, regular migrations, and a sort of a restless behavior pattern. They're very graceful in flight. I'm thinking of a time, it was, oh, many years ago. I wasn't even saved. This was probably back in 68. I went for the very first time by myself camping to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. And then I took a road, but then it was almost, it was 100 miles, really remote, to the Grand Canyon National Monument. And I'll never forget, as I stood there at the canyon's edge watching the swallows, they were amazing in their acrobatics. They really were amazing and just incredible to watch, because they were very, very beautiful. They were very swift. They would fly high and then drop. They just enjoyed flying, and they were so beautiful as they did that. Now, in personality, they might not always be sanctified. I remember years ago, Brother Glass and I, we had a small home, 2-bedroom home in Tracy, California, and our first pet was a cat named Casper. And that was his home. He was the only pet we had at that time. And he would sit out in the front. And I tell you, the swallows there they had a real attitude against them. They actually dive-bombed him. And he didn't do anything. I mean, he was quite a dignified cat, and he wouldn't think of chasing birds. But they didn't appreciate his presence nonetheless. So you say, "Sister Glass, what are you doing, this detour on birds?" Well, let's look at this. This psalm says that God finds a house for the most worthless and a nest for the most restless of birds. Now, how can we apply that to ourselves? What confidence this should give us, should it not? The concept of a house or a nest conveys not only a place of security, a shelter from the storm, a covert to hide from every evil and protection from all that can harm, but also it's a place to rest, to nestle, to joy in. The birds looked for a home, and they found it. Beloved, what's the comparison for us? Well, we might not be very special. We may not consider ourselves worth very much. We might be as the sparrow, continually wandering around and not being at peace and just not settling in a particular place. As we came to the Lord, whatever time that was, whether we were a child or when we were adults, especially as we were adults, we were looking for answers to life's problems. Isn't that true? Can you remember back before you were saved? You were looking for a rest and a peace that the world just could not give. And praise God, when you and I surrendered our hearts to the Lord, we found that rest. We found that peace in Jesus. We found our divine refuge, if you will, because He showed us the way. We love Him because He first loved us. The birds appropriated their home. They found it and occupied it without question. They enjoyed safety and rest and abode. They delighted in having their needs met, and of course they had a nearness and fellowship with their own kind. And as believers, we find the very same things in the house of God and in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, my time is rapidly flying away, and I will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. But I'd like to share just a brief portion of a letter from a brother writing from San Bruno. And he writes, "Sister Glass, I think of you often, Judith. Your teachings go right along with what my church teaches. I'm so glad the Lord has guided me to people who are sensitive to His Spirit. I love you." A brother writing from San Bruno. Praise God. The feeling is mutual. I love my spiritual family. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow. Whatever your prayer needs might be, nothing's impossible with God. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.